No, I want to be out here with all of us.
But we're going to go up.
All right, can you wait just a minute, though, while I record this?
Yes.
I'm recording right now, honey.
Oh.
All right. So I saw this on Tucker's blog, and I really wanted to do it, and I'm trying to convince my wife, Dana, to do it, but she doesn't want to do it. She's going to stay here with me while I do it.
Yes, she is.
Gus, our dog, is here, too. Hi, Gus. Gus. Hi, buddy. And we're on our back porch. So, my name is Betsy, and, well, it's actually Elizabeth Churston Nelson, but I don't usually go by that. I never have. I just gone by Betsy. I'm from Puget Island, but I say Kathlamet, Washington, USA. Pronounce the following words. Ant, roof, root, theater, iron. Salmon, caramel, fire, water, New Orleans, pecan, both, again, probably.
Don't cough, dude.
Alabama, lawyer, coupon, mayonnaise, pajamas, cot, naturally. Aluminum, GIF, tumbler, Cracker Jack, doorknob, envelope, G-poi, which I don't know what that means. What is it called when you throw toilet paper on a house? Duh, it's TPing. Just kidding, I'm saying that because Dana says something else. What is a bubbly carbonated... It's TPing, dude. What is a bubbly carbonated drink called? Well, around here it's called pop, but for some reason as an adult I've adopted the word soda. I don't know where that came from. What do you call gym's shoes? I don't remember a special name. We just call them gym shoes. What do you call your grandparents? Well, I only have one alive, but I call her my grandma. And when my grandpa was alive, I called him my grandpa. What do you call the wheeled contraption in which you carry groceries at the supermarket? That is a shopping cart. What is the thing you change the TV channel with? A remote. Choose a book and read a passage from it. Okay, so I have a zine here that I just got that I've really enjoyed. Jenny Ambular, number 3. And it's talking about her time at Girls Rock Camp as a counselor. And I'm going to read a paragraph. We talked with the girls about the need to say sorry. Essentially, that it's okay to mess up during practice and that you don't have to apologize or be perfect every time. We're taught as women that we need to apologize ourselves. But guess what? We don't. When we start to be conscious of the amount of times we say sorry, in any given day, it becomes pretty ridiculous. I heard it coming out of my mouth every few seconds. We decided to no longer be sorry for things that don't warrant an apology, and it was fucking radical. So I'm not sorry for my zines, even if they are uncomfortable sometimes. So thanks, Jen, for writing that. That's something that I have really been thinking about ever since I read that, because I say sorry all the time. Do you think you have an accent? I don't think I have an accent. I talk like most of the people I'm around. I do know that I don't enunciate my words very clearly. Would I be a wizard or a vampire? I would definitely be a wizard, for sure. Especially if I could go to Hogwarts. Do you know anyone on Tumblr in real life? No. Hope to meet some people on Tumblr in real life at, maybe the Portland Zine Symposium, but no. End audio post by saying any 3 words you want. Contraption, jangle, juxtaposition.